Google Glass is a promising innovation, putting the internet right before your eyes. With the arrival of smartphones, our computers moved from our desktops into our pockets. Now, tech giant Google is betting that people will warm up to the idea of wearing computers on their faces in the form of internet-connected eyewear. This new device, called Glass, looks like a pair of sunglasses from a science fiction movie, minus the lenses. The computer that powers Glass is built into the arm of the glasses frame, which also contains a touchpad, microphone, and front-facing camera. Glass connects to the internet via Wi-Fi or to the user's smartphone by means of a Bluetooth link. Users view Glass's display by glancing up at a small prism in the upper right corner of their field of vision. The prism displays the user's timeline, which appears as a row of cards featuring such things as current time, calendar appointments, or email notifications. Users communicate with Glass by using voice commands or by tapping the touchpad. All voice commands begin with the phrase, "Okay, Glass," followed by specific instructions such as, "Take a picture," or "Get directions to Gino's Pizza." Thanks to the use of bone conduction, users can hear Glass giving turn-by-turn directions or reading emails to them. Where Glass began. Glass originated as a special project at Google X, Google's top-secret research lab. The first prototype for Glass was a 10-pound head-mounted display. Later versions looked like swimming goggles with cell phones connected to them. The current version is a slim visor that weighs about the same as a pair of sunglasses. First impressions. The first group of Glass testers, called Explorers, shared their experiences with Google this past spring. Several users enjoyed using Glass to take hands-free pictures and hear turn-by-turn directions while walking. Negative experiences included low battery life and the awkward feeling of talking to Glass in public. Major concerns. Despite the hype surrounding Glass, many are worried that the device's video recording function could endanger privacy. In response, a handful of U.S. lawmakers requested Google CEO Larry Page to disclose how Google will add privacy protection functions to Glass. Supporters of Glass respond by saying that Glass can't do anything beyond what smartphones can already do. Glass will become available to the public sometime later this year or next. Then, users can decide whether Glass is a potential spying device or an innovative tool for connecting with others and the internet. Word Bank. Innovation. The company's latest innovation is a smartphone that works underwater. Warm up to. Tracy's boss is slowly warming up to the idea of letting her work from home. Prism. When the science teacher held up a prism, the student saw different colors of light. Notification. When Jenny turned on her smartphone, she saw 20 new message notifications. Originate. The story for this movie originated from the real-life struggles of people living in the 1920s. Hype. Audiences soon learned that the new pop star's talent didn't match the hype. Disclose. The milk company disclosed the fact that it was adding water to its milk. Innovative. Chad has an innovative approach to practicing speeches. He practices by speaking to his pet fish. More information. Field of vision. Bone conduction. Visor. Talk about it. Would you feel strange giving Glass voice commands in public? Why or why not? Do you think Glass is more of a spying device or a tool for staying connected to others? Explain.